Let's talk about last week's games. The Buttes faced Boston on Saturday, and they lost 6-1. Tough game. Boston, though, undefeated. And there's a lot to look at when you talk about how you played this time compared to the first weekend you played Boston earlier in the year in October.
I think the second time around, we just had a better game plan. You know, coming in, like I said, the first time, new team, don't really know what to expect. But building off of that and reflecting on it, we took some time as a team to look at game tape and really break it down, and coming into a game with a better plan and kind of changing up our forecheck and just little things like that, making adjustments, definitely helps us play a better game against our opponent.
If you were watching the Buttes on social media this past weekend, one of the things that stood out people were raving about was Buffalo's goaltending. Mariah Fujimajari made some huge highlight reel saves. Tiffany, what can you say about the play in net so far this year?
Mariah did very well to try to keep us in the game against Boston this past weekend. And we definitely need to tie up some defensive zone and help our goalie a little more, because our goalie has been facing a lot of shots, not just against the Boston, but also against Connecticut this past weekend. And it would be good if we can get more help from the defense to try to clear out some rebounds, a lot of the stuff that our goalie can't really get to. But our goalie has been doing a really good job, like, trying to keep us there.
Yeah, and you talk about that. I mean, let's talk about the win. You did turn – that's something that's different. You had this whole long break. Mm-hmm. You don't play a game for almost a month. And then – you got your turnaround game after facing one of the most dominant teams currently right now in any professional sport in Boston right now, the way they've played. Mm-hmm. You have to turn around in less than 12 hours, basically, once the game has ended, to be ready to play again. Right. How was that turnaround?
That was pretty tough. It was a short turnaround with travel to hop on the bus, get to Connecticut pretty late, wake up the next day, and be ready to go. But that's just individual player responsibility to reel yourself in and be mentally prepared, because we have a job to do and go out there and perform and play. And I'm proud of our team that we were able to do that and come out with the win, because obviously 2 points is important at this point in the season, and we just want to continue working towards our ultimate goal for the Isabel Cup.
The Buttes are currently in second place overall in the league. You're facing the Minnesota Whitecaps back-to-back at home this upcoming weekend. They're currently in third place. A big pair of games coming up. So looking forward to this upcoming game, and you're smiling now. Like,
I'm from Minnesota.
Let's talk about that first. You're from Minnesota. And how about your experiences with this Minnesota team in general? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I played with the Minnesota Whitecaps 2015 through 2018, 3 seasons before they entered the NWHL. Talented players. Minnesota plays a little different style of hockey compared to out east. You know, I'm used to Minnesota hockey. But I'm excited to go into the weekend just kind of having that knowledge of how they play and how they execute. I understand they have new coaches this year and a couple new players, so maybe things have changed. But it'll be a friendly competition to be out there with past teammates and just kind of give it to them. I'm excited. Obviously, we want to win. We want to come out this weekend with 2 Ws. But also, I respect them and their talent and their play. But very excited to play Minnesota.
Yeah, what are your general thoughts on Minnesota?
So I've watched their games against the Ribs. They play very well as a team together. And again, they're a lot of returning player, and they've been playing together for quite some time. It's very different because we haven't. So it's going to be interesting to see who come out on top, but I have full confidence in our team, and I definitely hope we can get 2 Ws this weekend.